This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme, various trivia questions. Our special guest is Rob Spinoza. Welcoming him back.
Back again.
Deja vu all over
again. That's it. Hey, buddy. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
It's good to be back.
And you're with a new firm these days.
With Guaranteed Rate as of a year. Everything's going great. Happy to be there. And yeah, really looking forward to getting back on the radio.
We hear a lot of good things about Guaranteed Rate. What can you tell us about that company?
Yeah, so Guaranteed Rate is an independent mortgage bank, which for those out there keeping track at home, you've got basically three channels when you go to get a residential mortgage these days. You can go to a retail bank, so that's a one-stop, you know, one set of guidelines, one source of funds. And then you've got your brokerage, which is on the other side of the spectrum. They will go out to multiple sources, but they don't have any of their own money to lend. And Guaranteed Rate's between those two. So we are a correspondent lender. We aggregate money from various sources, but we control it start to finish. We fund that in our own name with that money. And so the experience to the consumer is one of a combination of those two sources. So you have flexibility, program and pricing flexibility, and we're able to say yes to more people.
So in other words, you have a program that allows you to probably close more quickly than many other of those in the conventional mortgage
business. Yeah, we pride ourselves on closing quickly, and we're constantly working on it. The culture of the company has been great, to be honest. I've been there a year, and every time they identify a market challenge, they address it.
So I know you've got a lot of articles that you brought with you, Rob, and we're going to get into those.
I haven't been on the radio for like a year.
Yeah. You've been collecting it.
So what happened in 2017?
This is a three-hour show, by the way, today, right?
Yeah. So what I wanted to ask you is, you know, the word on the street with conventional mortgage brokerage is that it's, you know, declining business. We've gone through, over the last 5 years, multiple refinance booms where the rates kept getting lower and lower and lower. And there's been a lot of movement, a lot of consolidation. What's kind of the state of, conventional mortgage business?
Well, what I would tell you is that it's, you know, for the consumers out there that are looking to get a home loan, it's especially important to work with people that do a lot of business.
I would agree with that.
If you can vet your research such that you're working with people that see a lot of transactions, because you're absolutely right, Mark. What's happening is the industry is shaking out, and when that happens, the people who don't do a lot of business, they do desperate things. They scramble for business. They make promises they can't keep. And by and large, what we see in our business is that the people that do a lot of transactions get more referrals from those sources and continue to work hard and deliver. So that's what I see happening. That's what happened in 2018.
Well, the news of the week, speaking of mortgage rates, is that the Fed did nothing.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't raise rates, which was actually, I guess it wasn't surprising, because the consensus on the street was that they would not.
Right. Yeah.
But not only did they not, but they implied that there would be no further increases
for
the remainder of the year, which I think is really good news.
Is that because they see it slowing down in the economy?
They do, and they made some comments about that. But man, what a stark contrast to last year, because if you had asked a lot of my colleagues in third quarter, fourth quarter of 2018, hey, how's the start of 2019 going to look? Man, there was a lot of fear out there about rates going higher. And back then, the Fed was talking about possibly three increases in 2019. Yeah. And here we are in March, and it's off the table. So
It's a smart
remarkable change.
Smart money was betting that mortgage rates would be at 5% right now. And so where are your rates? So where are you seeing the range?
You know,
right now?
On the jumbo side, again, we're starting to see things tip down into the threes.
Oh,
believe it or not.
Wow.
You know,
it's good news for me. I'm looking for a jumbo loan.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And where we were in 2018, about Thanksgiving in 2018, 10-year Treasury note was about 3.25%, mm-hmm. now down to about 2.5. Rates on the 30-year fixed were pushing 5%, like you said. They were 4.75 for a lot of scenarios. And now you're seeing those back in the low fours again for a majority of people and some under.
I read someone predict just a couple of months ago that he predicted long-term rates would trend down. And I think he was widely ridiculed. And look what happened.
Well, I think the Fed's got a really difficult position to maintain because, this economy for a lot of time has been driven by low rates, stock market and bond market alike. And to put that genie back in the bottle, it takes a lot of doing. And I think that they're experiencing that firsthand.
All right, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. I want to make a mention for our new sponsor, Dr. Keith Cooper, DDS.
Nice.
He's a board-certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose. You know what? We have a lot of listeners in San Jose. So check him out. He's been doing that for more than 25 years.
Nice.
His patients love, it's called Teeth in a Day or Teeth Express. Dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com. Very simple website. All right. First trivia question is, how many zeros are there in a trillion? Mark, you're going to have to take off your shoes and socks for this one.
Yes.
All right. Call 888-912-1190. No, you can't use pen and paper. You got to do it.
I have an answer.
I want to see if you do it by memory there. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate.
So you can't dial with all those fingers.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. How many zeros are there in a trillion? Next time, it'll be how many in a septillion. But okay, for a trillion, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Do people think you look grumpy because you rarely smile? Do you cover your mouth when you actually do smile in public? You have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only 7. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. What kind of first impression are you making? If you don't say great, then San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Love can help. He has spent decades helping his patients look and feel more confident through the creation, or in many cases, enhancement of their smiles. Could you use an edge on your competition in love or career? Most of us could. Dr. Love is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference in taking people to the next level that he is offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled L-O-E-V.com.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question was, how many zeros are there in a trillion, Mark?
It would be the same number as I have toes. It's not 12, right?
Yeah. 12.
I thought you were going to say 15. I've seen you without your shoes and socks.
Is it 15?
No, it's 12.
It is 12. Yeah.
It's 12. Wait a minute.
You do have 12 toes.
Wait a minute. He took off his shoes and socks. He started writing zeros on each one of them.
How many O's are there in a trillion?
O's?
Yeah.
One for
yeah, you
trillion.
Got it.
Yeah, very good. All right. We have a special guest, Rob Spinoza, welcoming
hey
us back.
From Guaranteed Rate.
That's right. Exactly. So now, Rob, you have an interesting article about the famous Flintstone house.
Yeah. So for those of you who have driven along the 280, right? It's the 280.
It is the 280.
In Hillsborough, there's that. What
Black
people
Mountain
call,
Road.
Yeah. They call it the Flintstone house. It's got the adobe kind of shaped buildings. Well, apparently the town of Hillsborough has brought a lawsuit against the new owner. And I believe the house sold in 2017 or 2016,
yeah,
because she has now begun landscaping it with dinosaurs and things like that.
And had the audacity to repaint it
brilliant
bright colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. If I put pink flamingos on my lawn, that's appropriate. A Flintstone house needs dinosaurs. That's appropriate.
Well, I mean, when I told my wife the story, she got a kick out of it. She thought, that's great. You know, and I think a lot of people that know where that house is would agree with that. But then you have the town, right? And they're saying it's a nuisance. So what happened?
It's got national coverage, which is great.
I mean, is it too long? Is it like a 25-foot dinosaur?
Yeah, they're big. They're not. I mean, you can see them from the road. Apparently,
yeah.
I haven't seen them.
Northbound, you go over this little bridge, and if you look to the right as you're going north on 280 through Hillsborough, you can see the house, and we've seen it there. It's been there for years.
Yeah,
and it used to be like a darkish brown.
Yeah,
right.
And it was
color,
considered not historic, but it was a unique feature.
And it's a lot bigger. It's big. I mean, it's not small. No, it's not. It looks small from the road.
Yeah.
But it's about 3,400 or 4,000 square feet.
Apparently,
it's pretty good
size. Just reviewing the article. The town's enforcement commission ruled in October that the decorative style resulted in a quote-unquote highly visible eyesore and is out of keeping with community standards.
Oh, please.
You know what? The house itself is out of community standards, isn't it?
Hillsborough is the land of McMansions. You want to talk about out of scope with community standards and with most people's living styles. Well, it's a 15,000-square-foot home.
I mean, I'm surprised they let him build it back
then. I think it was built in the 70s, and I guess maybe things were different back in the 70s in Hillsborough, but still, you've got this house, which I think everybody, if you say Flintstone house in the Bay Area, people know what you're talking about. So
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah. So I think the town has maybe got in over its head on that, because I think there'd be an outcry if they made them take the dinosaurs
out. Well, you know what the outcry is? Wilma!
Hey, Fred.
Okay, let's switch topics while we're on, eccentricities.
Yeah.
Also, I read that the Neverland Ranch is up for sale. Talk about unique properties.
That's Michael Jackson, right?
Michael Jackson on the in Santa Ynez, somewhere down there, right?
Yeah, Montecito? No.
Santa Ynez. North of Santa Barbara. But that property, I mean, can you imagine marketing that property?
How many acres is it?
I'll get that.
Does it still have the animals on it?
I don't think so.
I don't think it has.
I think everything's gone. Yeah.
So the deal is $31 million, and the asking price has been reduced from $67 million.
So, yeah, I mean, what do you do with a property like
that's
that?
That's a one-off property.
Right.
Yeah. But redevelop it.
Well, how many acres is it?
It is...
It's a couple hundred, isn't it? It's pretty low.
2,700 acres.
Wow. That's
big. I hate to mow that lawn.
Yeah, right? but, you know, this I remember back, because I grew up in the Chicagoland area, and I remember Michael Jordan had a really hard time selling his estate.
Yeah.
Post Bulls career, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the deal was, you know, it was a well oversized house for the area, of course, but it's Chicago area, so there's not a lot of buyers in that area.
Well, and it's owned by him.
It's owned by him, so it's got that. But then also, it's got this giant 23 on the gate. And, you know, I mean, so who's your buying pool when you start looking at it? I mean, a lot of what we talk about every day in our market is, you know, who's your buyer?
Right. What's the marketability of the property?
Right. And so even though these are unique properties that everybody recognizes as being significant for whatever reason, that doesn't make them marketable by nature.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I think it's...
And that's exactly right. So you know, we're all in the lending business here, sitting around the table here. And that is the one thing that oftentimes buyers, whether it's a real estate investor or a home buyer, is keeping in mind the importance of the marketability of your property. And marketability can be simple things as, does it even have a curb and gutter? Because, you know, some homes are rural and some lenders prefer not to lend on homes that are rural if it's, you know, no curb and gutter, no loan. Yeah. To things like, is it oversized for the market or undersized for the marketplace?
You guys got to see a lot of that in private money.
We do. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I've turned down loans because I looked and I said, you know, I don't want a vacation home in that rural an area.
Right,
I mean, it
had
curb and gutter, but still, it's so far out there.
But what about, like, you know, because a lot of times people get themselves into financial difficulty when they're overdeveloping a property. So it's highly unique to them, over-improving a property. Thank you. So when you see that stuff, do you discount it or do you just pass on the property altogether or is it a combination of factors?
Well, you have to look at what's the average price per square foot the homes are selling for in the neighborhood. Now, you can give them a little bit of a benefit. Let's just say it's in an aging neighborhood and they happen to do a substantial remodel. Okay, you can give them a little bit of a credit for that. But beyond that, it's tough. I mean, you can really overspend and overimprove and end up putting more money into your home than you could actually sell it for.
I saw this one property that I didn't even bring to you because I turned it down because it would have been only for wedding venue. It was like this huge house that really is only appropriate for wedding
Sonoma?
Venue.
Sonoma?
No. Somewhere in Los Banos.
Okay.
And
wow.
I look at that and I go, who's going to go to Los Banos for a huge wedding?
Yeah.
You know?
We had our wedding in a home in Sonoma County that had done that. It looked like something from the South with big, huge, multi-story columns and pillars. And
well, we did
it like it was from Gone with the Wind. And that's how they made money with that house is they hosted weddings there, but to try to sell a property like
that. Yeah, it's difficult.
Well, here's the thing is we did a loan not too long ago, a year or so ago, with a house that was a bed and breakfast, but we knew that if anything went wrong with the bed and breakfast, you could easily sell the house much more than what our loan was. And sure enough, they refinanced at some point.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the key takeaways. You know, we in residential lending, you're always kind of playing to the middle of the fairway.
Yep.
But I think if you can impart any wisdom to the listening public out there is just with projects and overdevelopment or over-improvement, man, that's a real consideration in a lot of lending
circles. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. All right, guys, cutting to our second commercial break here. Mark, no taking off your shoes and socks and cheating on this one.
Okay.
But hey, let's make a mention first for the sail aboard the schooner Frida B for an ecology-themed tour of the Marin Headlands. They'll take you under the Golden Gate Bridge all the way out to Point Bonita Lighthouse. Check them out. You frequent wildlife sightings.
It's great out there.
It is. And what's really cool is you go to many of the Sausalito's many delicious restaurants. Check out sfbayadventures.com. All right, here's our second trivia question. In poker, five cards of the same suit are called a what? Or is called a what? Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. Don't touch that dial. The Best in Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest from Guaranteed Rate, Rob Spinoza. Question, guys, in poker, five cards of the same suit are called what?
Flush.
A flush. Very good. All right. Rob, you've got some more stats you want to go through with us.
Well, we were going to start talking economy, and I know, Mark, you had a few different things you wanted to talk about, maybe from the rental angle, and then I had what we find to be extremely interesting here on the residential side, which is how much you need to earn to buy a home in America today. So what are the averages of income it takes? So I'll just give you a sort of a sample of this. A San Francisco, San Jose lead, as you might expect.
Yes.
Salary required to buy a median home price. $254K in San Jose and just under $200K in San Francisco. And on the other end of the spectrum, anybody want to take a guess?
Where is this
the
again?
Town or the amount?
Where?
Tampa, Florida.
Where it's the most affordable market.
Mississippi, Alabama.
Yeah, kind of close. Former what?
Detroit?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
42,000. Sorry, guys. I mean, any Indiana listeners out there, I know that you can get this online. But median home price, $185K, $42,288 salary required to get into that market. But man, think about it if you can.
So Indianapolis happens to be in the top 10 in a list of best bets for best markets for real estate investing in 2019.
There you go.
So
as
a home buyer, you qualify for the most home, most bang for the buck, and also it's right there in the top 10 for projected job growth and potential home price appreciation and the rent that you can earn on a home percentage of what you
and
buy
if
for.
You don't mind shoveling 18 feet of snow in your driveway, that's perfect.
Rob, do you know what the median income is for the U.S.?
I
The median income for the U.S., I don't know, but if I had to fathom a guess, I'd say it's somewhere around 65 to 70.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. One of the interesting things about what you just said, Mark, is that Oklahoma City is on the list of most affordable markets and also top 10 best metros for first-time home buyers. It's number three in that that ranking. And it's also, so there you go. You know, we get conditioned here in California to understanding the complexities of our market. But when you look nationwide,
you know, what I think is really interesting is the idea of buying these houses and renting them out to people, because in California it doesn't really make that much sense for a house.
Tough.
But some of these other places like Indianapolis or Oklahoma or even San Antonio, you know, you look at it and you say, you know, the mortgage payment like is $900 a month, but you know, that's a 12% rate of return on your money some houses.
And a lot of in California, a lot of real estate investment clubs, they're really big on investing out of state in other states.
Yeah.
In fact, many of the newsletters I get just talk about the states that they're going into and that they have set up things like boots on the ground, inspection, property management services such as that, because that's the danger as an investor. If you invest in other states, you really have to have a team there to watch your back.
Well, here's the other thing that I've had a problem with. You're an absentee landlord, so you really do have to have someone you really trust thousands of miles away.
Yep.
But to me, the bigger part is when a renter ruins like a carpet. Carpet in Indianapolis is not that much different. Carpet in California.
Right.
So price per square foot. I mean, I had this problem years ago when I owned some apartments in Redding where the rent was only $300 a month for like 1,000 square foot. I mean, it was a beautiful apartment.
Right.
But trying to replace a carpet still cost a couple of $1,000, and I was only getting $300 a month in rent.
Good point.
So
it's something no one would think of when they look at the equation and they realize, hey, I'm getting into a market I don't understand in every aspect.
Yeah.
Which is something I think we get conditioned, again, here in California. We measure everything by our economy of scale, and then you take that across the country and you find out where it breaks, and it can break in some unusual places.
And then if you don't have a fantastic team to manage it for you, you're going to be flying out there, and it's going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what, like Mark was saying, there's a lot of companies that are...
Absolutely.
A lot of organizations. Yeah. We go to a lot of real estate events ourselves, and there'll be people there with their tables and booths, you know, promoting, investing in this state or that state, and there are pros in there. And so if you're really interested in continuing to invest in real estate, because you believe that owning and buying real estate is one of the keys to wealth, and of course, we all believe that here at The Best of Investing, you definitely would do yourself a big favor by attending some of these real estate events or real estate related meetup groups and find out about those groups that have put the teams together and are experts in investing in other states.
I wonder though how some of them work, where they buy it and then they increase the price and then they sell it to you.
Well, there's a lot of different, I mean, some of them, believe it or not, are in it just for the educational value. I mean, you might pay them for the education, and then they also have teams available to help you. And they may earn a commission on properties you buy as well. Yeah. So there's a number of different profit incentives in there for these groups.
Which isn't bad. I'm not downplaying it.
I still believe it's better to do that. It's better to incur some additional investments, some additional costs, and have the safety and security of knowing that you're back is covered when something goes wrong. So you have help with tenants, you have help with, you know, toilets and leaks and all that, and carpeting.
And they charge they charge a higher percentage.
Well, that's the thing. You got to factor that into your equation, too. Now you start doing that, and you've got that fixed cost on top of what you were planning on.
Well, they have to charge 10% because the amount is so low, they have to then still make a living.
On a sort of a side note to that, one of the interesting things that I read about was how rates, we were just talking about rates before, where rates are in general, but that varies across the country, too. California is actually one of the most competitive in terms of interest rates. So, and I think that's driven by the fact that we have, at least coastally, you know, we have an especially savvy and they, you know, they grind us on price. Every deal is important.
Yeah.
And they're especially savvy. But across the country, you'll see a variance in interest rate too. So if you're financing a property, what may be the case in California may not be in Indianapolis, for example.
Well, let me ask it for you personally. Do you have like a quote, a book of business, or do just generic leads come in and you
have
to take them?
Business. Yeah.
Okay, so people you've worked with before who just constantly are refinancing and that.
And I mean, that book of business includes people who refer other people and, you know, real estate agents who refer business.
Which, before we forget, give out your information in case people have questions about
refinancing. The best way to reach me is Rob Spinoza. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, 415-367-5959. You can find me on Yelp. You can find me on Google. You can find me on rate.com.
Look for him on LinkedIn and look at his posts because he's the guitar playing mortgage broker.
He's awesome.
He's got some great posts where he plays nice little lick before he gives you
your teenage years got to count for something, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right. Okay, guys. Cutting to our last trivia question here. In 1984, what computer company introduced the PC Junior? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. In 1984, what computer company introduced the PC Junior? Stay with us. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
2 in 5 Americans would not go on a second date with someone who has bad teeth, and 50% believe that an individual with an unattractive smile is less likely to land a job when compared to another individual with similar skill sets and experience. First impressions are made in 7 seconds. What does your smile say about you? Do you want more dates and that amazing job that has been eluding you? San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Edward Love cannot promise those things, but he has spent decades helping his patients stack the decks in their favor through smile transformation and dental tweaks. He is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference that he's offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled LOEV.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hompton, Nam Phan, and our special guest, Rob Spinoza. Third trivia question. In 1984, what computer company introduced the PC Junior?
Commodore?
IBM.
IBM. Oh, very good, Mark. 3 for 3.
Yes.
All
nice
right.
job.
Another
record.
Usually gets very
Mark
depressed when I ask these questions.
Gets
he's good. Hey, quick mention here also. You know, you only have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only 7. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Love can help. Dr. Love, DRLOEV.com. All right. So, Nam, I was going to ask you for a deal of the week.
Yeah, and the deal of the week was in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Edward.
Totally. He's going to put it right back to me. All right. So, here's the deal. You got this couple who own a house. The guy makes boku bucks.
Okay.
All right. He puts that on his tax return. Boku. Yeah. He's got a 720 FICO score.
Okay.
All right. He wants to buy a fourplex right next door to where he lives. And the reason is because he's got a disabled son, so he's going to put him on the ground floor so he can kind of, you know, keep tabs on him. And then he'll rent the other 3 units.
Okay.
All right. Now, the thing is, the purchase price is around 1.6.
Okay.
He needs to borrow 1.6. He's got a couple $100,000, but he wants to kind of keep that, you know,
keep powder dry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you go, well, that's, you know, that doesn't make sense. Well, His wife's parents are putting up their free and clear house that's worth over $1.1 million.
Going to cross-collateralize it?
Cross-collateralize, and they live in San Jose.
Okay.
So you got a situation where the total loan to value is only about 62%.
Because you got 2.7 in total value between the two.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
The game plan is in 18 months, they're going to go ahead and refinance both the parents' house and the fourplex. Mm-hmm. All right. And the thing I like about it is, you know, grandparents, so we'll call them grandparents, they're putting up their free and clear house. You kind of think they'll do anything and everything to make sure they don't get throwed out of their house, right?
Throwed?
Throwed. That's how you talk in the lending business. We throwed them out of their house. No, so anyway, I mean, we're nice lenders, but you always kind of want to make sure that, I call them gentle handcuffs. So that if anything goes wrong in their life, they'll make sure they pay the mortgage rather than like a credit card bill or something if they really get it.
Right.
But the guy makes so much money that he just needs to save a little bit. And then, again, his FICO score is really high.
Right.
And also, they didn't have enough time to go to the bank. But again, a bank would not have cross-collateralized.
No,
So very, very conservative. You know, fairly conservative loan. The views are really nice in Santa Cruz. And then, you know, I think the interest rate on this one was 9.25%, you know, in a couple of points.
Yeah. I mean, that is a way that I think the average person is not going to consider financing a property because they're going to see loan to value as a straight line equation of what the property is worth versus the loan against it. And anytime it goes over 80%, most people just shut off and think you can't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even in residential stuff, you know, 90, 95%, we see a lot of that. But when you start getting into investment properties, now when you open up the possibility of private money, you can start looking at other things to bolster that the equity position.
And for more information, Mark, how do people get a hold of you if they want more deals of the week?
So PacificPrivateMoney.com, that's PacificPrivateMoney.com. So, you know, one of the things you guys were really talking about in discussing the deal of the week, you know, when you're talking about 100% financing, in private lending, private lenders are more conservative than banks. Bank financing, it's typical 80% purchase money loan, right? It's and sometimes higher, up to 97% for FHA sponsored loans. But in the private side, in you know so-called hard money, or we like to use the term alternative finance providers like Pacific Private Money, we generally go 70% or less, and some lenders out there go 65% or less. So what's all this talk about 100% financing? Well, what it is we're lending to people who have an additional piece of property that we can secure with the loan. So, you know, we've got this transitional bridge program that we call. It's our 11-month bridge program. It's temporary financing designed to help people acquire property. And one of the ways it's used the most is people come to us, they're in their home, they have equity in the home, they want to buy the next home that they're moving into. They may be moving up, they may be moving down, they may be moving out of into another city. And they don't want to sell the home they're living in now to get that down payment that they need to buy the next home. So what do? Well, we like taking two or more properties. It's more often than not, it's just two properties as collateral for one loan. So we regularly make a loan equal to 100% of the purchase price of their target property and then cross-collateralize it, meaning we record our loan on both properties, the target property at 100%, and then there's enough equity in their existing home so that when we do a little equation, and usually they have a loan on their existing home, so we're in second position on the existing home. But when we do the math, we solve for a combined loan-to-value exposure of 70% or less, and we do a lot of financing. I mean, that's our most popular loan program is people who want to take advantage of 100% acquisition financing so they don't have to move twice.
Right.
It's a convenience for them. Are they paying more for the home in general? Yes, because they're paying our fees. On $1 million loan for $1 million acquisition, they're going to pay about $20,000 plus some additional closing costs.
But what if it frees them to do what they need to
That's
do on the
exactly
end transaction,
right.
and now
yeah.
they're not beholden to the stress of having to move twice?
Right, and imagine the things you can do. So you take advantage of our bridge loan. We provide you with up to 100% financing. You move into that property. now you can go back and do a little cleanup and remodeling of your old property and maybe make a little bit. Maybe you'll make that $20,000 or more up in profits because now you have the ability to move out.
Seeing a bigger picture.
Yeah, you're not having to move twice, rent an apartment, spend. I mean, what does it cost to move?
Well, also,
it can cost $20,000 to move, right? If you move twice.
So I got an article published in a magazine specifically on this issue about how in a rising market, it actually makes sense to own two houses. While you're doing it.
But so if you're a realtor or mortgage broker out there, just real quick before we run out of time in this segment, if you're a realtor or mortgage broker out there and all of a sudden this made your ears buzz a little bit because you've had clients, you've had this situation before and you didn't know there was an opportunity. Pacific Private Money is one of the few California-based alternative finance providers that will make loans on an owner-occupied transaction. We've got the special licensing and permits to do that and the underwriting guidelines. Yeah, and our investors love it.
Yeah. Here was one other thing. You mentioned about sometimes, we end up taking a second.
Yeah.
In this specific deal of the week, it's a first on both.
Yeah, because it was free and clear.
It's not consumer. It's a business purpose loan.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that deal, though, because it's your sense that the buyer of the fourplex, he's going to service the debt entirely, right? The parents, the people that have that free and clear house, they're not going to see that coupon, that mortgage payment.
Correct.
He's going to deal with it all.
The borrower, the husband and wife.
Right. Exactly.
So he'll get income from the three units of the fourplex. Plus, again, the guy makes
a lot
of money. So
they've put up their house as collateral, but they're not going to be getting a mortgage payment every month because the other buyers.
Correct.
It makes perfect sense.
Yep. So for more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or give us a call. We're in the Bay Area in the 415. That's 415-883-2150. 415-883-2150. We get most of our loans from mortgage brokers and realtors. You keep your client. We help you look like a hero.
And when we come back, we're going to show you how you can earn over 7.5%. All right? So stay with us if you're listening to The Best of Investing.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hompt and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, and our special guest, Rob Spinoza of Guaranteed Rate. So, Mark, we had teased the audience about staying tuned because we're going to show them how they could earn 7.5% secured by real estate.
Well, we like to wrap up our show every week at The Best of Investing by talking a little bit about the clients of Pacific Private Money who are not borrower clients, but they are our investor clients, because at Pacific Private Money, we fund our loans with 100% private capital secured by retail investors and private individuals like yourselves out there who like to take advantage of what we call the alternative investing market and invest in real estate secured notes or our more popular product these days, our mortgage pool fund, which we call the Pacific Private Money Fund. And the Pacific Private Money Fund is now up to $46 million in size. We're just revising the fund right now to raise our capital raise ability up to $150 million. Right now that's capped at $50 million. We're quickly approaching that cap, so we've got our attorneys working on raising that cap for us. And we certainly have the bandwidth and loan demand to put a lot more money to work. So for those of you who are looking at maybe taking some profits from the stock market, or maybe you're selling real estate, you're taking advantage of the top of the market, and you want to redeploy that capital, you might want to consider redeploying some of that capital into investments like a mortgage pool fund or individual trustees, where now you're the lender. Now you've got collateral. Now you've got insurance. Now you've got all kinds of safety and security features that will help to guarantee that rate of return to you. And our fund right now, the trailing 12-month distributed yield is about 7.5%. On our notes, it's a little bit higher. And there's differences between note investing and investing in a fund. And for more information on that, you really need to give us a call or go to our website and download some of our material at pacificprivatemoney.com. But basically, in a nutshell, mortgage pool funds are an opportunity for a passive investment where you can open up an account for as little as $50,000, add to it whenever you want, and keep it in for as long as you want. If you invest in an individual note, the amount you invest is oftentimes limited or constrained by the size of the note. And when that note pays off in maybe 6, 9, 12, 18 months, you have to take that money back. You can't tell the borrower no, but you do get a little bit of higher rate of return. So for active note investors, people tend to have an appetite for one or either, and sometimes both. We have some that invest in individual notes and some who invest in the fund. And again, for more information, check us out at pacificprivatemoney.com. Rob, last time, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you have an opportunity to talk someone who's got a lot of experience in conventional great rate mortgage financing.
And the gray hair to prove it.
Yeah, right? That's right. The chops.
I'm at rate.com. So Guaranteed Rate is, like we said, one of the largest independent mortgage banks, www.rate.com.
That's a great URL.
Yeah, it's a great URL. Rob Spinoza is my name, 415-367-5959. Great to be back on the show, guys.
Yeah, really happy
to be here.
One last thing also about the Pacific Private Money Fund that I like is there's no fee to get in, no load going in, no fee to get out. You just have to stay in for a year.
Yep.
And right now you're paying 7.5%?
About 7.5% on a trailing 12-month, which for a California mortgage pool fund is actually pretty good, because a number of funds are paying lower than that based on competitive forces.
And if I understand it correctly from the CPA, that the 20% QBI.
That's right. We're getting the benefit of that for the first time for our 2018 K-1s that went out to our investors. They were happy to know that, hey, you get 20% favorable tax treatment thanks to the new tax
law. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
That's it, baby. Okay. Guys, we got to cut out. Here's our thoughts for the day. Sometimes it isn't what you do, but what you don't do that makes who you are. And the quickest way to double your money, fold it in half and put it back in your pocket. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.